It's the Football Friday Preview Show. No one covers the Tri-Arc with the insight and excitement for Arkansas high school and college football like Eric King, Matt Wilcox, and J.R. Runyon. Now, live from Big Bad Breakfast in downtown Conway, it's the Football Friday Preview Show on the Tri-Arc Radio Sports Network.
And welcome back. We are here for the Football Friday Preview Show and on a Thursday morning. Yes, I know. I said Friday preview show on Thursday morning, but we are here at Conway High School getting ready for the football season, and tomorrow morning we will be back at Big Bad Breakfast, and we'll break down all the action that's going to be happening tomorrow night across the state, plus we'll look back at tonight's UCA game. Guys, I'm excited about the UCA game coming up tonight.
It's going to be awesome. I got some buddies that are headed that direction. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch. We've got a lot of local kids playing this year, and so it's definitely got my interest peaked for sure.
Well, of course, one of those local interest guys is going to be the quarterback, Donovan Amalo, who, of course, Wampus Cat fans are, you know, very familiar with what he can do on the field and what he brings to that team. So that's going to be a very exciting thing. And with Enoch Asan, that, is going to see playing time. I mean, that kid, you can't get him around the football field and not have some playing time.
That's right. Excited to see him in that purple.
Absolutely. But today we are here to focus on what's happening with the Conway Wampuscats. And Coach Buck James joins us here this morning to kind of help us give a preview on this season. And year four, Coach, this is it's been a process. And you said from the very beginning that this was a process. This wasn't come in, splash a little water on something, and then have instant results that you would like to see. So talk to us a little bit about what that process has looked like in getting to where you are today.
Well, it is a process, and when you deal with a change, and so a lot of times change is hard, and we're sitting here explaining why we got beat in the semifinals for the last 6 years, really, and five of them on the last series of the game, and 4 years ago I was talking about how we could win five state championships in a row, so it doesn't really. It ain't as bad as it seems. It's not as good as it seems. It just needs to happen faster. And, I really feel like that we are right where we should have been right now at the end of year one, to be honest with you. Our kids, our culture, the mentality that we have, there's still things we've got to work on. But I like where our staff is at. I like the way we practice. Now we just got to learn to take what we do in the weight room and the practice field and take it to the game field. And, if we can do that, we got a chance to be a pretty good football team.
Well, the thing that impressed me this morning is that when I came in to get set up for the show, the energy was just pumped. And, it was just not just from the music standpoint, but from the physical standpoint. And, Eric, I know you've been around this a lot over the last couple of years. And there seems to be a different kind of electricity to what Coach has brought to this team for this season.
Yeah, 100%. And, when you look at, like you said, Jay, when you walk in here at 5:30, and I've been here a couple of times at 5:30 in the morning and at 6 o'clock, you think, man, I think back when I was in high school, I know I wasn't up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but you got kids in here that are up, they're eager, they're working out, they're working on plays. We've had guys in here all day working on this board this morning, coaching them, providing them, as he calls it, a Holiday Inn to eat at in there. So it's a great atmosphere, and it's super for this town for what he's brought back as far as that hard culture, that work ethic, and that old blue collar, like I used to say, the bigger, faster, stronger days, and Coach remembers those. That's where they're at, and I think you can see that when we always say, you say it all the time right before the game, well, these guys look good on the hoof. Well, these boys right here will look good on the hoof this year.
Well, Coach, that has been such an important part of what you have emphasized with these kids and with this program is the physical preparation and making yourselves bigger, stronger, tougher.
Well, there's no doubt. When we got here, we had one 400-pound squatter on the team. We had one guy that benched close to 300 pounds. And right now we'll have about 36 guys that squat over 500 pounds, and we'll have about 40 that can bench right at 300 pounds. And every one of our offensive linemen, defensive linemen will be able to do that to start tomorrow night. And so, from a physical standpoint, we've arrived. Now, from a mentality standpoint, we've got to go out there and execute what we do and not think about what we do and just play football. These guys are going to live 46 weeks a year. They're going to live 5 days a week. It's – is who we are. And, you know, anywhere I ever was growing up to I was a young man, the bigger, stronger guy won. It didn't matter what environment he was in. And, you know, you see it in golf, you see it in tennis, you see it in basketball, you see it in football. Guys who are talented, guys who are strong, guys who are disciplined usually are pretty good athletes.
Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about your kids that you have got that not only from an experience standpoint, but kind of what you feel like that this team is going to be physically out there on the field this season. Who are some of you like to say dudes?
Well, you know, I think it starts with Cambrian Blackman. I mean, you know, the guy's been doing it since he's been in the seventh grade here. And, I mean, he, you know, I said this in an earlier press conference in the summer. I mean, he could be the best athlete or best football – not athlete, but best football player I've ever coached. And hopefully that comes to fruition. I think he's a guy that can do it a lot of different ways. You know, he's actually going to be playing quarterback some. He throws good enough. You know, all he's got to do is get in the vicinity, and it's going to be money for us. It'd be like printing money because they can't fill the box up and be able to handle everything that he can do. And he's more than an adequate passer. And, you know, but it starts with our offensive line. You know, we have Tyron Ware and Major James back. And, you know, both of them were big cogs for us last year. We've got a really couple talented sophomores. We've got Martin is really come on at guard, and Martin Crawford. And, you know, I think our offensive line can be physical. And then we got the superhuman and I can't call his name right now, Henderson Ealy. And, you know, Henderson doesn't look like a big offensive lineman, but he's a 600-pound squatter and he's a 300-pound bencher and he weighs 210 pounds. So, you know, he wears size 15 shoes. So someday he's going to grow up and be much, much a man. But you know, we've got some guys. You know, I think we're too deep, as good as what we've ever been since I've been here. I think these guys are stronger. They're better at what they do. They're tougher. And we've got to be able to execute our offense. I think our receiving core is talented. I don't think there's any one guy that you just go out there and say he's going to be a star. But Trail McJoy, Jeremiah Carey, those guys have really done good. Braylon Harris. You know, we have some guys, and then we can move them back into the backfield. And then we got Elijah Cullum, who, you know, could come out as probably one of the best tight ends in the country this year. I think that he's evolved to that. But, you know, proof's in the pudding. We've got to go out there and play the game like it's supposed to be played. And then on the defense side of the football, our defensive line is back. For the most part, we've got guys that play a lot. We lost Joe off of that bunch. And, you know, our linebackers are pretty much back for the most part. And I think we could have a chance to be a better linebacking core. And our secondary can run. They got a little bit of length. We just got to go out there and prove ourselves. We've got to be able to tackle, and we've got to be able to win the 50-50 balls. And if we can do that, I think with our kicking game with Crosby Keir and what he's able to do, I think that we can be solid. And Clint Ashcraft, our punter, has been a big asset to what we're doing, and he's also starting a linebacker, and he's our backup quarterback, and he's our holder. I mean, he's probably one of the most valuable players we got, and, you know, he wasn't even here last year, and so we're glad to have him back.
Well, when you look at what the preparation for this season has looked like, it's going to be very different to see this first team. We'll talk about tomorrow night's game here in a little bit, but it's going to be interesting to see some differences. Northside back in the conference, then, you know, a lot of familiarity with Marion and Bentonville, but starting things off with a team that I'm sure you've had a little better look at seeing some film on them than I have, but it's going to be an interesting kind of way to start off the season with a lot of unknowns in that area.
Well, there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, we saw a little bit what they did last year. We saw what they did in the preseason. They played in the Jamboree, and, you know, they traditionally a run, split back veer type offense. And, you know, if you look up there and you're from there, Jefferson City has won, you know, numerous state championships. It looks like 7, 8, 9 on the board.
Yeah.
That they've won state championships. And I can remember in the day that was the best football in Missouri. And, you know, they split the schools. It's sort of like Bentonville West. And I don't know how – I think it's been 3 or 4 years since that school opened up. And, you know, obviously, you know, I talked to probably – close to 100 coaches in surrounding states and in our state. And, you know, people in Texas would tell me we can drive closer and get beat. We, you know, we don't have to drive 4 hours to get beat. We don't have to drive 4 hours for a win. And I've talked to countless, and I looked for this game for probably about 3 or 4 months. And he called me, and he said, we want to play. We want to play at your place week zero. And I went, oh, wow. You know, and so we're who's calling me right here? And so, you know, never been scared who we're going to play. You know, if you look at my history, I've always played outside of my realm. And, you know, I'm excited about the game. It's sort of an unknown. We don't really know what they're going to do. They've been under center for the last few years, and now they're going to come back and get in the gun and do the same things. And so it's a little bit of a twist, but, you know, it's not the opponent. You know, every week it's not the opponent. We're going to have a different opponent. We got to be the same team, same mindset, same disciplines, and same commitment to each other. And, you know, I think if we can do our job, I think we'll be fine. But if we go out there and let them be in the ball game and let them do things, you know, this will be a rivalry. You know, for most areas of the state, it's a rivalry when Arkansas plays Missouri or Arkansas plays Texas or Arkansas plays Oklahoma. You know, that's the way it is in college football, and that's the way it should be in high school football. Everybody should be excited that we're playing an unknown opponent and that they're coming in here to really try to make a name for themselves in our stadium. It ought to be enough motivation because if you look at it, Conway's been in the top 4 or 5 schools in the state of Arkansas for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really the only thing that's keeping us from being in the top 2 is ourselves. And so we've got to change some of our things that we do, some of the things we've been doing for 30 years that we've got to change. And we've got to evolve. And, you know, that's why dinosaurs died, is because they couldn't evolve. And, you know, we've hung on being a dinosaur. Now we need to evolve.
Well, when you look at your coaching staff, let's talk about that for a moment. Some changes and some adjustments there in the coaching staff. Talk about what the energy that these guys bring, as well as what some of these new coaches bring from a coaching standpoint and football standpoint.
Well, we have, 3 or 4 guys that have been head coaches, you know, somewhere else. And, you know, we have 3 or 4 guys that have won state championships. We have a couple that have won multiple state championships. And, you know, they know how to win. They're proven winners. And, you know, some, I think, are probably the best coach in their genre in the state of Arkansas. I think we've got that. And, you know, those guys had to take big pay cuts to come here. And so, you know, they want to be here because they want to build their brand and they want to get themselves back to where they were. And that's what you want. You see it all the time in college football and pro football. Mm-hmm. Those guys have to take a step back. I did it myself. I was head coach at Camden Fairview, and I took an assistant job at Little Rock Christian because all they said I could do at Camden Fairview was coach athletes. And, you know, when I was at Star City, I was a good coach, and then I got a chance to coach good athletes, and then I got labeled. That's what I can do. And, you know, if you got a good athlete, what are you going to do? Throw the ball deep to him, aren't you? You know what I mean? I mean, you're not going to go out there and try to get 3 yards cloud dust. You had the best receiver in the country. So, you know, you have to evolve. You have to, you know, everybody who listens to sports radio or picks up a magazine or something, you know, they label this coach of how he is. You know, at some point they'll say I'm old school and the game's passed me by and all those things. But the fact of it is that football still played on a 100-yard field and it's 53 yards wide, and we got to be able to go out there and do the things it takes to be successful. And we've got to get our kids to buy into it. We've got to get our community to buy into it. What we need is moms and dads up there beating their chests, proud of how good their son is and how hard they're working, and how they're dominating, how they turn the burner up on what it takes to play football and goes out there and imposes their will on other football teams. And we have the coaching staff to do that now. I you know, and I'm not talking bad about anybody that's been here in the past, but we have had to evolve from where we are to what we need to be. And I think that's any program that's looking to try to get over the hump.
Well, Coach, you've been here now for going on 4 years. And you've got the staff in place. It sounds like the culture is going the right way. You talked about it a little bit earlier. You've ran into that bump at the end of the season, semifinals for 4 years in a row, 5 years in a row, whatever it is. How do you get these 15, 16, 17-year-old kids to get over that hump? What is the mindset? What do you preach to them every day? Because at the end of the day, they're still young men. How do you get that across and over to them to get them over the hump?
Most athletes are goal-oriented. I mean, they want to be good. They don't come out here and do all this just to be average or sit on the bench or not be a participant and stuff. And so, you know, you have to address the situation. You have to talk about what's real. And, you know, I played Conway for the last 10 years, and then I turn around and I come coach Conway, and I see the same things I saw when I was watching them. And, you know, I think we're better. I think we're getting better. I thought Coach Ashcraft and those guys did a great job. Coach Fimple did a great job. But I'm telling you, the hurdles that they fought were still the hurdles that we fought. You know, Clint didn't go to be athletic director because everything was working right. He thought he could fix it over there. And, you know, Coach Fimple didn't get out of here because he was going to semifinals every year. He couldn't get it done and wanted to do something else. And, you know, I mean, I'm dumb enough to come in here and think I can fix it. And so we're going to get it fixed. It's just that, we're dealing with 16 to 18-year-old kids. And, you know, it's different, and you know, a lot of times kids pick the easiest route, mm-hmm. and parents help them pick the easiest route. And so, you know, since 2004 to right now, Arkansas is the only state in the United States for football is declining. And you look at it, we've got teams that are not near the teams that they were 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. And you know, football is a collision sport. It's tough. It's hard nosed. You know, I doubt anybody would want to play baseball or basketball if they knew they were going to get the fire knocked out of them every single time they went up to court or up to bat. I think it's, you know, you have to have a mindset to be a gladiator, to be out there and give up your body for, you know, for another guy or to make a play to do something. And, you know, that's the most unnatural thing in the world is to want to get hit. Mm-hmm. And so most people try to dodge it. You know, not many people stand there and get hit. And so we have to teach them to do that, and then we have to teach them to do offense, defense, and special teams, and then make a play. And, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and, you know, we haven't made the play. I mean, we've had three opportunities since I've been here just to get a first down or just to get a stop on fourth down, and we're off the field. And if we get to War Memorial Stadium, Conway's fixing to explode, mm-hmm. and we see how close it is. But, you know, this is not our time. The Lord has a plan for what we're going to do, and it's going to have to be done the right way, and we're going to have to do it from the time we wake up in the morning till we go to bed at night. And those are the things that's going to make us successful. It's not going to be because we hope so or we wish for it or we think we've earned it. We're going to have to go out there and do it. And that's one good thing about football is they just don't hand you championships. You have to physically go out there and win championships.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you know, we've gotten pretty close over the last couple years, and you've always talked about the culture and the mindset of places that you've been. You look at these kids now. We talked about their physical being and their physical stature earlier, but you look at these kids now. Do you see that eagerness in them? Do you see that want to, that drive? Because football's not changed. You've said it yourself as far as the size of the field and the dimensions and all that stuff. But do you see them? I mean, to me, I see it because they're here at 6:00 in the morning. They're yelling, they're screaming, they're hollering. So when you see mindset, do you see that from 10th grade all the way to 12th?
I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to see what I want to see. You know, I'm starting to see the, that blue-collar mentality mm-hmm. we've been talking about. But, we talk about this. I talked about it in the club yesterday. You know, water boils at 212 degrees. And, you know, the same water that boils an egg makes it hard, and the same water makes potato soft, you know. And then, you add the coffee bean in there, and it changes the water. You know, so the water breaks down the egg and the potato, but the bean itself produces coffee. It changes the whole earth. And we need some coffee beans. We need some guys that are 212, and they're willing to do those things where it's an effort, it's a mentality. But we have not had every guy to practice since January. I mean, we've not had a practice where every single guy's there. There's something fundamentally wrong about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they want to try to justify why they're not here instead of what they're here. And, you know, that's things that I haven't dealt with anywhere else I've ever been. And, you know, we work on a lesser budget. We work on some things that doesn't match up to the people we're playing. And that has nothing to do with the X and O's part, but the mentality matches up. And you've got to have the mentality. You've got to have the people that want to make it happen. And those are things that we're getting closer on, and that we're starting to make the curve and turn. And guys who don't look at the clock. You know, I mean, you can't see what time it is if you're a coach. And, you know, our kids are here for 2 hours a day to practice, and they're here for 30 minutes to listen. So somebody else has got them the other 22 or 23 hours. And so we've got to, you know, what we do is we've got to change the whole mindset. We've got to be the coffee bean. We've got to be the water. We've got to be the water that makes that egg hard. And then we got to be compassionate enough and sensitive enough to understand what our other teammates and stuff are going through and what other teams have to do. And in some ways, we got to be the potato. But it has to be all that. It has to be good kids. It has to be kids who want to help their teammates and play for their teammates, because it's this unselfish game. If one guy's going to get the ball, it takes 10 others to do their job, you know. And it takes – if one guy might – tackle, but it takes five or six guys to do their job in front of him before he can make the tackle. And so it's the ultimate team game, and it doesn't happen because you want it to happen. It's not come on, honey, play hard. You have to coach them hard. You have to coach them. You have to know they love you, because you can't coach them hard if they don't think you care about them. And, you know, I brought in two young men today that, I mean, are epitome of our team, you know, and, you know, unbelievable work ethic, unselfish football guys. And, you know, I mean, that's what we've got to have. We've got to have 115, 120 unselfish young men who are willing to do this all together and do it 5 days a week and go out there and celebrate it on Friday. And that's what we're looking for.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to these two young men and tell us who we're going to be talking about in the way that you see that they're potentially those coffee beans.
Well, we're talking about Jaquez Joshua, who is might be toughest pound-for-pound player I've ever coached. You know, he plays fullback for us. He's on all our special teams. He can carry the football at tailback, and he's strong. He's a leader. He's exactly what you want your son to be like. And then we have Drew Stogsbull, who is our center. He's our backup center right now, but he is a senior that stuck out here. I think Drew probably weighs about 210, 215 pounds. And, you know, 999,000 out of a million would have just gave it up because they were not big enough to play. And Drew Stogsbull has all of my head and heart, and as far as the standpoint of he's a very unselfish young man. He goes out there and competes. He goes out there and gives us his best effort every day. And he doesn't look at it how big he is. He's the bumblebee. You know, he's a guy that regardless of what it is, he's in there getting his reps, doing his stuff, doing his job. And both of these young men are special guys for our football team, and that's why they're here to represent them today.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk with Drew and Jaquez, and we'll be back here as we are Thursday morning doing our Football Friday preview show. But we are here at Conway spotlighting the Wampus Cats as we get ready for the season. They will be starting their season tomorrow night against Capital City High School out of Jefferson City, Missouri, right here in Conway. So make your plans to join us for that, all right? We'll be back after this. You're listening to the Football Friday preview show here on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5. My Country Y107 and the all-new Big 92.7.
Back to school means back to routines. Hi, I'm Dr. Tricia Benish, Director of Mental Health for the Greenbrier School District. Even small routines can help children feel confident, prepared, and ready for the school year ahead. Families can ease the transition by returning to consistent bedtimes and morning routines early, by setting healthy screen time limits, and start talking with children about what they can expect. Structure and connection help children feel safe and supported. At Greenbrier, preparing for school is about more than schedules and supplies. It's also about heart. Heart is our word of the month for August, and it means caring for others, facing challenges with courage, and giving our best even when things are difficult. When we lead with heart, every student has the opportunity to thrive. Check out our social media for more information and start one healthy routine tonight, and we can't wait to welcome everyone back. Our students, staff, and families truly are the heart of Greenbrier.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional, curated care.
Barksdale Federal Credit Union is going big for America's 250th birthday. $25,000 big. Purchase new or used or even refinance your auto loan from another financial institution with Barksdale Federal and you'll automatically be entered into the promotion. One lucky winner will get up to $25,000 off their auto loan balance. Great rates and a chance to have your entire auto loan paid off or owe a lot less. Offer ends September 30th. See Barksdale Federal or bfcu.org for details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready for a getaway? Because Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway wants to get you into a new SUV with $0 down, 0% financing, and zero payments for 90 days. That's right. During our getaway sales event, get 0% financing for 60 months on the all-new Tucson or the spacious Santa Fe, and you don't pay a payment for a full 3 months. You'll get Hyundai's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and Hyundai Assurance. So get away from high payments. Get away from high rates. Get to Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway today.
It's back to school season at Local Tire and Wheel. Whether you're gearing up for the morning drop-off line, your daily commute, or just cruising the natural state, your vehicle deserves an A+ too. Get the tires you require and the wheels you desire at Local Tire and Wheel. Right now, get a precision alignment for just $89.99 or only $79.99 when you buy a set of tires. A bad alignment ruins good tires, pulls your vehicle off track, and wastes your gas money. And remember, nobody offers you more ways to pay. Local Tire and Wheel offers 9 months savings cash, payments to fit your budget, no credit check, and everyone is approved. Or get our best prices ever when you pay with cash today. Best of all, every deal includes the ultimate peace of mind package, road hazard protection, lifetime rotation and balancing, and lifetime flat repairs. So before the school bell rings or the morning rush begins, get your vehicle ready for the road at Local Tire and Wheel, 600 South Harkrider in Conway, or MyLocalTireAndWheel.com.
Now back to the Football Friday Preview Show on the Triarch Radio Sports Network.
And welcome back here. We are at Conway High School this morning as we get ready for the Conway Wampus Cats kicking off their season tomorrow night against Capital City High School out of Jefferson City, Missouri. But right now we're going to be talking with Drew, who is one of the centers here for the Conway Wampus Cats. And Drew, we often talk about this with broadcasters and with coaches and stuff like that, the importance of not only the trenches but that offensive line and that chemistry and what that means to a team, of knowing what's who your brother to your left and your brother to your right is going to do. Talk about that mentality for us a little bit, about how you approach your position there at center and being, no pun intended, but being the center of that offensive line.
Well, yeah, it's very hard to line up against a guy who's, like, either head up on you, 300 pounds, you snap a ball, and immediately fit your hands and drive. But I think we have very good guards, and they do a really good job. And I think with our team, we have a great relationship usually with our guards. Like, we have great teamwork on the offensive line, and I feel like everybody has really good chemistry with each other, and I think that's what's going to help us this season.
How do you develop that?
Usually, like, sometimes outside of practice, we'll hang out, you know, develop a relationship outside of being here for football. And I think that really helps build a chemistry and just get to know those guys outside of football and know how they are just as a person. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, you know, I remember a drill we did one time. We asked a different offensive lineman, okay, what's your buddy to your left? What's his favorite candy? You know, what's the guy to the right's favorite movie? You know, all those things that get you into that personal knowledge and that familiarity. Because when the ball snapped, I mean, you've got to work together. That's just so important.
Yeah, you definitely have to. I remember a couple times where we were lined up waiting for a drill, and we're all talking about our favorite food, just kind of as a joke. Even with the defensive linemen, it was really funny. It was during the game, and yeah, I just feel like our guards and our tackles, like, we all have great chemistry with each other, and I think we have a great work ethic on the offensive line. You can see it every day in practice, and I think we're going to be a big help this season for the Wampus Cats.
Well, growing up here and being a Wampus Cat, now your senior year, kind of your last hurrah to be a Cat. Tell us a little bit about what it means to you to be a Wampus Cat.
Well, I feel like our culture is really good here. I mean, it's hard to wake up at 5:20 every day and pack your bag for the day, and knowing you're not going to be back for another like 13 hours. And you got to go lift, and then you got to shower, go to school all day, then you got another practice in the afternoon. it's very tough, but I feel like being a Wapscat, it's a great honor. I really am proud to be a Wapscat every day. You know, I wake up excited to go to football, and it's something that I really enjoy to do. I'm going to be sad when it's over, but I think Coach Buck and all the coaches do a great job. I mean, I've never been, not excited to be coached by them. I think it's really good being Wapscat.
What do you think it's going to be like tomorrow night, Drew, when you guys strap it up? Y'all have worked all summer. I've seen you guys here in the morning, like you said, and it's not been – breezy or cool this summer either. It's been pretty hot out there on the turf. So what do you think the atmosphere is going into tomorrow night's game?
I think the atmosphere is going to be good. I mean, everybody's going to be pumped up for the Friday night game. I mean, this is a way different game than we normally play. We've never played somebody from Missouri before. I never thought we were going to play somebody from Capital City, Missouri. I didn't even hear about that until we heard that we're going to be playing in week zero. I mean, I'm really excited. I think everybody's really pumped up about it. I think they'll be a good opponent for us. I'm just really excited. I think the fans are excited. I mean, it's been the talk of the school all week long. You know, people are like, who are y'all playing again? And it's just somebody from Missouri. That's crazy. So I'm really excited for tomorrow night.
How bad do you want to beat Bryant?
Really bad. I think it would be great to be the senior class that has done it, you know, because it's just been it's a big deal. It's a big game, you know, but I don't think we should look at any game really different, but that game is definitely going to be a big deal for us. So I'm excited.
Well, going into this season, I know you guys have high expectations and, you know, your goals, the state championship always. Going into this first game in the preseason, kind of tell us how you prepare each game. You know, going into that game, your mentality, your focus, and your goal going into that game?
Well, I think the goal is always to just, you know, make them not want to play football anymore. I think that's what Coach Buck talks a lot about. And our offensive line coaches, hit them so hard that you just, they're like, wow, I'm going to have to do this, 100 more times against these guys. So, I mean, we really, prepare really well. We do a lot of walkthroughs. You know, we used to do a lot last year. Every morning we walk through and, you know, that's really good for the games to prepare. And, I mean, we have, a couple periods every practice where we're just running plays over and over again. I think that's what really prepares us the best for the games, as well as just our practices. Our coaches, teach us great techniques, and I think that's going to just help us the most this season and the games tomorrow. You know, just all these long practices have just led up to this one game. You know, those fall camps where it's just 100 degrees outside. You don't want to do anything. You're spraying water down your back. You know, you're just hot and you're just I'm ready just to play on Friday at this point. Can this just be over? And it's finally here. So I think tomorrow night, I think we'll really play well just because of the preparation we've had for this game.
You talk about you know, growing up being a Cat, wanting to be in this spot that you are right now as a senior. From your 10th grade year to right now, what changes do you see in Drew?
A lot. I mean, I didn't play a whole lot in junior high. I got up to 10th grade, and Coach D was my coach. She's now coaching at Hardin, sadly. But, you know, I never knew I could be so good as offensive lineman, especially when I weighed about 190 when I first got here. And I was still playing O-line. I was should I keep doing this? This is just it's tough because, you know, you're just getting beat every time, being a little undersized. And, you know, you get up here and you're wow, it's different. Seeing Kingston Jackson from last year playing tackle. And I was one of the first guys I saw, and he's 6'6", 300 pounds. I'm wow, it's different. This is crazy. And, you know, you get in that weight room and you start lifting weights every day. Just it really changes you. And then you're getting coached by people who I wouldn't say know what they're doing, but they're just really passionate about the game. And they're not just a coach, you know what I'm saying? They're just they're coaching you just to make you better, and they're more focused on everybody individually. And that's what really changed me, and I got a lot better and, you know, got my couple shots at the varsity game my sophomore year and junior year. So I just got a lot better, a lot stronger. And I got to know the game better as well from the coaches. So I think that's really what changed me from my sophomore year to senior year.
Well, Drew, again, we wish you the very best and excited to see what happens out here on the field. And I'm going to have you go ahead and pass the headset over to your buddy there to your left and let Jacquez take the headset there. And we will talk with him a little bit. Best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, Dad, let's slip it over here to Jacquez. And so tell us a little bit about you and how your approach to being a key part of this football team has evolved.
Oh, okay. I would say I have to bring a lot of energy because most days on offense, you know, we're going through walkthroughs constantly. It's just dead, and they don't. Most of the guys don't want to do it because we're just constantly doing it and doing it. And that's a big thing, you know, because everyone gets tired of that. And let's see, another reason is like the seasons is like the practices and all that is. Been long and hard for some of the guys, especially on them hotter days. So yeah, that's all.
What do you love about football?
What I love, man, I love like hitting people, man. I love it.
I kind of thought that might be your answer.
Yeah, it's fun to me. And you know, I used to play a lot of defense when I first came up here, and now that I'm on offense and you know learning the offense side of the ball, you know, I'm fine with blocking and getting in people's way to make my teammates get the touchdown. You know, I love it. I love seeing people, you know, just do their best at football. That's my key thing.
I've seen you out here at practice. I've seen that energy that you bring out here. What part of the game that you – and I know you said hitting somebody, but if you really take out just the X's and O's piece of everything, what part of it do you like? You like – I know everybody wants to touch a football, but you like blocking? You like special teams? I mean, what do you like doing?
Well – besides hitting, obviously, you know, I would say I love special teams. You know, I started off as a third, fourth string on kickoff when I first got up here, and then I became a second string my junior year, and now that I'm starting, you know, I'm learning. I'm trying to get better at kickoff return. It's my, second year doing it, you know, blocking for my guys. I would say definitely blocking for my teams, just to seeing them get down there and get a touchdown. I'll be proud of my teammates if we do that every time. I want to be really good at that.
When you look at what you see your role has, you mean, we talk about the blocking. I hear that a lot in what you're saying, which is great for somebody who's, you know, in that skill position to say it's not about me carrying the ball across the line. It's about me being a part of this team. What is it that that you see has your role?
My role? Yeah, we have a few plays where I'm at fullback, but my role as a team would definitely be bringing all the energy, just uplifting people because we have days where, you know, something's going on. You know, I always check on my teammates, like every day I always ask if someone's good, you know, especially if we're on the sideline, you know, just chilling. While we're running walkthroughs, I go around asking people if they're good, they're okay, how's the day going, and then, you know, sometimes when they come off the field, I ask them the same thing. You know, I just like checking in on the team, so I feel like my role is just to keep everybody together as a team, make sure nothing's going wrong.
Kind of that cheerleader and unity person, right?
Yes, sir.
Got to have those guys. Being a senior this year, what would it mean to you to be that senior class to get over the hump and get these Wampuscats a state championship?
Man, that would mean a lot. Like, I moved down here from Texas. I was in Texas for a few years before I got here. And, you know, me seeing Conway, you know, losing at semifinal by one or two plays, you know, it brought something in me. It started feeling like, man, if we just got better at it and just understand how we got to be more attentive to the plays and all that, we would do so much better. And getting over the hump, that would mean a lot to a lot of guys here, because a lot of us seen, like we were here like sophomores 2 or 3 years ago, and a lot of us seen the hump and how we can really beat it. It's just our mentality sometimes.
So, I asked Drew this same question. What do you see the difference in Jacquez from 10th grade to right now?
Ooh, man, me from 10th grade is definitely a big change. You know, when we first got up here, you know, Coach D was our weight room guy. You know, he used to make us lift heavy. You know, I got it was more of a power lift. But now that we have Coach Jordan and the lifts are more, you know, center-based on certain things, I see a big difference in physical and my mentality, because I like to talk to Coach Jordan. Me and him, you know, he had some chess matches in there when after practices. He beat me too many times.
Say, you gotta watch who you pick on there, buddy.
Yeah, man, it's okay. But, you know, as a mentality aspect of it, though, I feel like, you know, watching everybody leave, you know, my seniors and all that, I feel like me changing has made me have to be a bigger person in a certain aspects of the game. So that's why I like checking in on my teammates.
When you look at your routine, before game night. Okay, mm-hmm. So coming up, you know, it all started obviously weeks ago, but mm-hmm. on game day, tomorrow morning, 24 hours from now, what is your routine? I mean, I know there's class in there, and I know there's this. It's not a travel day, but what is your routine from the time that alarm goes off in the morning until kickoff? How do you prepare?
I would say I definitely talk to my coaches about certain plays, make sure I'm good on all that. And I would say I like listening to music sometimes, you know, calm my nerves. And I try to be completely calm right before kickoff, and then that's why I bring that intensity.
What's the most unusual thing maybe that people don't know about Jacquez?
I would say definitely when I'm out in the country, I have a few dogs, and I like to let them run loose, and I like to catch them.
All right. Yes, all right. That's great. That's great. Well, Jacquez, you and Drew, both of us appreciate you very much coming in and spending some time with us here this morning. It's going to be fun spending time with you guys on Friday night, and we look forward to tomorrow night, and thanks for your time here this morning, and good luck to you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break and come back and kind of wrap things up, talk with Coach Buck about the schedule and about what's going to be happening with the Wampuscats this year. Once again, we are in Conway, and we're here with our Football Friday preview show on a Thursday morning, getting ready for high school football right here on Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5, the home of the Conway Wampuscats. My Country Y107, the home of the Greenbrier Panthers, and the big 92.7, home of the Searcy Lions, right here with the Tri-Arc Radio Group.
This school year, our sights are set high with Conway Public Schools, where champions for kids are made. From award-winning academics to dedicated teachers and top athletics, our students shine bright. Stay connected, track events, and never miss a moment with the Conway Public Schools app. Ready to lead, learn, and grow. A proud past and a promising future awaits. Six legs strong. Be a part of the Wampuscat family, because in Conway, every child is a champion. Visit us online and join the tradition of excellence today.
It's back to school season at Local Tire and Wheel. Whether you're gearing up for the morning drop-off line, your daily commute, or just cruising the natural state, your vehicle deserves an A+ too. Get the tires you require and the wheels you desire at Local Tire and Wheel. Right now, get a precision alignment for just $89.99 or only $79.99 when you buy a set of tires. A bad alignment ruins good tires, pulls your vehicle off track, and wastes your gas money. And remember, nobody offers you more ways to pay. Local Tire and Wheel offers 9 months savings cash, payments to fit your budget, no credit check, and everyone is approved. Or get our best prices ever when you pay with cash today. Best of all, every deal includes the ultimate peace of mind package, road hazard protection, lifetime rotation and balancing, and lifetime flat repairs. So before the school bell rings or the morning rush begins, get your vehicle ready for the road at Local Tire and Wheel, 600 South Hark Rider in Conway, or my local tire and Wheel.com.
Today's medical system treats patients like products, not us. Conway Regional brings together key service lines, providers, and technologies to create a unique patient experience that is highly intentional and refreshingly personal. With a hospital in the heart of Conway, a trusted ER, women's services, all from a team that delivers more than medicine. This is not mass-produced healthcare. This is your healthcare. Conway Regional. Curated care.
The community of Conway continues to be committed to the Wampuscats, just as Centennial is committed to our customers. Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success. Whether you are cheering on the Wampuscats, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let us be your partner. Centennial Bank. Member FDIC.
Now back to the Football Friday Preview Show on the Tri-Arch Radio Sports Network.
And welcome back here. We are at Conway High School this morning as we get ready for the Conway Wampuscats kicking off their season tomorrow night against Capital City High School out of Jefferson City, Missouri. Coach, it's obvious from the two young men that we just had in here with us that there's been a lot of growth with this program since you've been here, and you've seen not only from the physical aspect of the strength and conditioning, but I was impressed with both of these young men and the way that they talked about the teamwork. And, I mean, as you alluded to, Jacquez is, you know, it's much more than just the physical part of this team. Talk about how important that other aspect beyond the visible of the physical is important to what you guys want to accomplish here this season?
Well, there's two Jaquezes. You know, the one you saw was, you know, a lot different than what we see every day because he's a lightning bolt. He's a guy that plays emotional. He gets excited. He excites our team. He understands his role. You know, he doesn't catch the ball very well. He runs it really well. And so, you know, we know not to throw it to Jaquez too much. But he can run. And I'm telling you, you watch to see this year. He is going to blow up defenses. And he's going to be that guy that comes in there and changes the whole culture, whole momentum of the game. And he's going to be the first one down on the kickoff. And he might not get hit, make the tackle, but he's going to blow somebody up. And, you know, the mentality. I mean, he's a 500-pound squatter, and he probably weighs 165, 70 pounds. He's nuked up in that weight room, and he has a passion for it. And, you know, it was good to listen to him talk about what he does because he was very humble, which makes it even more special. And Drew is a guy that probably could have quit 1,000 times. You know, sure. I'm sure he's heard he's too small, not big enough, and all this. And he's our second-team center. And, you know, he will play a lot this year. And what he does do is he brings a really quality to our second bunch of offense. And, you know, those guys are one play away. Mm-hmm. And he'll be able to finish games for us. He'll be able to get things done. Yeah, is he going to lose against a 300-pound guy? Probably so. But it's not because he's not going to give the best effort or best techniques and things like that to it. The ball's going to be right there in the quarterback's breadbasket. And he said exactly right. Our guards have got to be good when those guys are in there. And our guards are big enough. And, you know, a lot of people play even front teams. And so we don't really matter because he's going to be one-on-one linebacker. He's going to win. Mm-hmm. And so you got to look at it from the standpoint of, hey, not everybody's got to win every time to get what they're doing. They just got to do their job. And their job might be enough. And, you know, that's what so many people get caught up in high school football. It's not so much about the measurables that you have in college or pro football. It's about the measurables inside that chest and in between those ears. That measurable probably makes – high school football used to be played with a lot of guys who really weren't high school football players. And it was a great game. It was a great community sport. It was what you did. And, you know, you got to have band. You got to have cheerleaders. You got to have people sitting in the stands. But you also got to have those overachievers out there. And, you know, not everybody's going to get a scholarship. And, you know, most kids that get scholarships don't even finish it out anyway. But you got one chance to be out there with your brothers, wear your school colors, represent your town, whether you're at home or on the road, and you get a chance to go out there and be a part of a brotherhood that really will last forever. You know, if you just go to the malt shop and you sit down and have a milkshake every day and you hang out with somebody, it's a little bit different than going out there and having blood, sweat, and tears and, you know, you versus the world on a football field. And, you know, we forgot a lot of times that's what we forget about football. It's just such a bond builder. And, you know, I can go back to my high school career. We won the state championship when I was a senior in high school. And, you know, I'm still friends with about 10 or 15 of those guys. And, I mean, at least those guys will be at one to, if not all, the games we play this year. And, you know, we relive our experiences and stuff. And, you know, when we go to reunions, they will know if you quit. Mm-hmm. They will know if you took drugs. They'll know if you were alcoholic. They will know if you all these things. But they'll also remember that you were tough, hard-nosed, and a great teammate, and you cared about your teammates. And those are things that probably will matter 20 years from now, you know. And being tough nowadays is not the cool thing to do, obviously. But being a good teammate, being tough, being disciplined, being hard-nosed, taking care of your business is a lifelong skills. And what we're doing is we're trying to build kids not only to be good football players, but to become good young men and be good fathers and good husbands and good workforce and do the things, you know. We've had a lot of kids that have gone to the military. You know, I've got guys that are over there in Iran right now on the aircraft carriers. And, you know, I got one flying the Black Hawk helicopter over there. You know, it's a whole kind of guy. And I'm telling you, I get letters from them and things like that, and they say, Coach, football's got me to here. You know, I would never been where I'm at now. And, you know, I got one guy driving the AWACS plane, and, you know, he's got eight people on his crew. And, you know, I've got doctors, lawyers. I've got guys that are in prison. I've got guys that have done every facet of the game. You know, I've coached over 4,000 kids. And, you know, when I look back on it and I see what those kids do, when Father's Day comes around, they send me a text or a note or something, or my birthday or after a win, that's what football is all about. You know, it's a brotherhood. It's a fraternity. It's a lifestyle. And it's something that you're branded with for the rest of your life. And that's what these kids get the opportunity to do, you know, because it ain't easy. It's not anything, nope. You know, 100-degree temperature out there on that turf, and it's probably – no telling what the heat index is on that. And, you know, go out there and hit each other, practice, be here, like you said, for two-hour practice, 30-minute weight session, probably 30-minute film session. So, you know, they're here 4 hours a day, you know, almost year-round. There's a commitment there. There's more. You got skin in the game, and these guys need to understand that that'll be a lifelong thing. That'll be the best friend you'll ever have when you become a grown man, will be that guy, because he knows what it's like to sacrifice, commit to his – not his brothers, but to his work environment, to his friendship with them. And they'll be guys that you'll be able to hang your coat on.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the schedule for this season. Again, we've already alluded to tomorrow night's game against Capital City out of Jefferson City, Missouri. But let's talk about the annual, at least once a year, game against Bentonville. There's been so many things. I mean, it was your first win as a Wapascat head coach. It was up at Bentonville. Talk a little bit about that non-conference part of your schedule with Bentonville and Marion, and what you expect and what you want to try to get out of those games, other than W's, because we all want that.
You know, they're for free. I mean, you know, we get to play a championship-caliber team for free. Who wins, who loses, doesn't matter. It hadn't really mattered in the seams about too much in the first game anyway. But the second time we played it, it counts. And I talked to Jody. You know, I played Jody a lot and played him in a couple state championship games and playoffs when I was at Bryant. And, you know, I said, you know, same thing I told him at Fayetteville. I said, you know, when I went to Bryant, I said, we'll play you forever. You don't even need a contract. We'll play you till hell freezes over. I mean, we'll play. And, then Fayetteville didn't want to do that no more. And, you know, so, you know, which I perfectly understand. But the thing about Jody, he called and said, you won't keep doing this. I said, I'll do it till hell freezes over. I mean, we're gonna play. We won't play the best. Y'all won't, you tell me when you don't want to play, because we ain't quitting.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be back up there again next year, and we're gonna play this year, and we get it for free. You know, they outspend us 25-100-1. You know, they've got facilities, they've got resources. You know, we're playing the top of, you know, the top of the food chain, and that's what we need to do. I mean, we need to get on that bus and go play people. Many people get on that bus and come play us, and, you know, that's how you build a program. You don't build a program just by cocooning yourself around people that you can beat or people that you're better than. You play people that are as good as you are, better. And, you know, that's what we get for them. And they're going to be well-coached. They're well-schooled. That means something. You know, it's the top three programs in the state of Arkansas, you know. And I think we're in the top four. And I think we're in the top four every year. And if you can't get up there in the top two, there's something different, you know. And you got to learn what's different. You got to learn to play those guys. When I went to Bryant, North Little Rock beat us by 40 the first three times we played them. We played them twice, and they beat us. They beat us bad the time before we played them in the state championship, and we went in that state championship game. We beat them, and when we get to that point right there, when our football program gets to the point that we can beat people that are better than we are, then we got a chance to have a program that everybody will be proud of.
Talk about the Marion matchup again, traveling over to East Arkansas.
Well, they wouldn't play us again if we didn't come over there. And so, you know, the coach was leaving, and I talked him into playing us again. And so we're going to go back over there, because we would no telling where we've been, in Georgia, Alabama, or somewhere else trying to play a game. And, you know, it cost a lot of money to go, you know, it cost a lot of money for us to go to Bentonville. Mm-hmm. But we start going out of state, and you're talking about anything over 5 hours, you know, you're talking about a whole day driving. Mm-hmm. And so – you know, we talked to teams from all the way from Arizona to Georgia to Oklahoma to Louisiana to Mississippi. I mean, we've talked to everybody about playing, and, you know, it's hard to find those games. And so I'm appreciative of Marion playing us. And, you know, when I was at Bryant, we had to pay them to come play us, and we had to pay them to go over there and play them. You know, so, you know.
You had to pay them to come visit.
I mean, that's what people don't understand. Yeah. We was the visitors. We was paying them money to play them. So, you know, because it's going to be a lot cheaper to pay them and go play there than it was to go, you know, clear across the country and play. And so, you know, you've got to do what you got to do. And, you know, hopefully we can build this program that we're, you know, those first three games are be, you know, really, really tough to get because you look at PA. I mean, they're playing two out of – nobody in state's playing them. You know, and Bentonville's having to go to Oklahoma and stuff. And Bryant, look what they're having to do. They're still having to play teams from all over the country. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what you want. You know, if they're wanting to – if they're calling you – you're in trouble, you know. I look at some of these schedules, and I'm saying, you know, why are they doing this? Well, I know why they're doing it. And, you know, I don't want to be a part of that group. I don't want to be in that fraternity. I want to be in that fraternity where they go, that's elite.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a difference. I love that word, elite. And it's hard to be elite. It's hard. It's everybody can be good. There's even some that can be great. But you to be elite, you're separated. You're a different box of donuts. And, you know, it's just like that. I mean, you know, everybody looks for the kind of donut they want. Well, you know, we're going to take the donut we can eat. You know, and I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to eat. We want to go play football. We want to compete. And we want to play the people that are the best. And I think we get that out of our schedule. We get an unknown. We get a foe that we know that's really good. And we get a foe that we know that's very athletic and, you know, has a chance to be as good as anybody in the state in their classification. And then we start out with, Northside, and that's a rivalry of old. But there was times your boot shook when you went to Northside, and I can remember that. And you look up there, and they got a bunch of state championships, and they were trying to rebuild that. But you look, they let it get away from them. And so, you know, we're going to play them. Then we got North Little Rock, and they're much improved. And then you got the private schools, Little Rock Christian and PA. That brings their own set of problems. And then you got Cabot, who is a big rivalry. And then you turn around and you're playing Bryant again. And, you know, I wish we could play them twice a year. That's what I called and asked him. I said, y'all can't find a game. We can't find a game. Let's play a preseason game. Let's play it then. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do that. I said, we'll play you both times at Bryant. You know, it don't matter to me, you know. We'll play you three or four JV games. We can't get JV games. They can't get JV games. Well, there's a reason for that, isn't there? There's a reason. Who are the two teams that have been in the state semifinals for the last 10 years? You know, you're talking about Conway and Bryant.
Yeah.
And we're right there. We're in the conversation with Conway, Bryant, and Bentonville, you know, and Fayetteville. We're in the conversation with those four teams. All we got to do is take the next step. And the next step looks easy. It looks easy from the outside looking in. You know, they hired John Calipari to turn around a basketball team. They had to give him $8 million a year, and then they had to give him $30 million to go get some players. And then they got to play him $50 million worth of stadiums. And so we're doing it on dollars, you know, and they're doing it on millions. And, you know, we've got to pick up what we do, and we've got to understand how good do we want to be in football. But, yeah, I told a group yesterday the local Sonic guy, when I was in Camden, his take home, his cash register on Friday night when we had a game was $10,000 to $15,000 more than it was with us on the road. You know, there's a lot of people coming here. You know, it's like a guy told me at the Rotary Club. He said, you know, if every UCA student spends $50 a day in this community, that's almost $15 million over a year.
Yeah,
you know, that's that's worth talking
about.
That's just impact. So if we have good football, we have good baseball, we have good basketball, those people are going to go out and eat. They're going to stop and get gas. They're going to stay in a motel. They're going to do things, and our whole town wins.
Yeah.
And this ought to be the beacon of Central Arkansas. This is the best town that anybody can live in. People are moving from here from all over the country because of Conway. Let's have the schools and have the activities, whether it be band, choir, or beta club, or whatever it is, great football, basketball, track, a whole smear. And then let's be a powerhouse and see what happens. See how this grows. Remember when UCA was back in the 90s and they were winning national championships? Think about this place, what it'd be like if UCA was playing for national championships and Conway High School was playing for championships.
Mm, yeah.
What would happen to this community?
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need people to want to make this the best that it can be. And it's being the coffee bean, not being the potato. You know,
right.
But being hot enough to make that coffee bean change that water, be hot enough to make that egg hard, and hot enough that it melts that potato. And that's what I'm telling them. Well, I want to go out there and melt the potato.
That's
good. And that's what we're going to try to do.
I mean, I think we're on the way. I mean, Brahms is coming to town, so it's got has got to be a good sign. Yeah. So, and they're setting up here right by campus, so you know that's going to be even better. Well, Coach, we are excited. We are excited about this upcoming season for your kids. I want to appreciate Jacquez and Drew for coming in, and I think a great representation of what you're seeing develop with this program this season. And guys, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to a trip to War Memorial.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pumped. Well, I've already claimed one state championship this year at Searcy. I'm going to claim another one here.
I like it.
Conway's going to get over the hump this year and get it done.
I can promise you, if they beat Bryant, there's one. They might be short of a safety director. I'm storming the field. They're going to know who that 55-year-old guy out there is running the field.
Well, Coach, again, thanks so much for your time. Always been willing to talk football and to talk to your kids and to support this program and this community. And so I just want to say thank you on behalf of TriArc Radio and on behalf of all the kids who get the opportunity to be a part of this program. You're doing a great job, and keep on doing it.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you. And we will be back tomorrow morning and start breaking down the Friday night games. It is our Football Friday preview show. Once again, thanks to Conway for hosting us here this morning on My Country, Y107, Cat Country 98.9 and 92.5, and the new big 92.7.